Welcome to Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is Imad Mohammed, and I am a graduate advisor at Student Activities, Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm going to be your podcast guide. This podcast is about learning important leadership skills and strategies that are helpful when building professional relationships and networking. One of the key leadership traits is to be able to inspire followership. A leader may be able to provide shared vision and supervision. However, leaders must develop a relationship with the people they inspire to guide. Developing successful professional relationship creates a welcoming environment where people are inspired to reach their maximum potential. Thus, developing successful relationship requires leadership skills and strategies. The core factor that drives successful relationship is making people feel important. One can do this by paying attention to people and using common courtesy. For example, greeting people and asking how they are doing shows a sense of care and acknowledgement to their presence. Another way to acknowledge that people are important is showing appreciation. One way to do this is by simply saying, "Thank you," or leaving thank you notes for individuals who have helped you. Furthermore, giving your staff public credit for contribution shows appreciation. Do not take credit for something others have done, even if you are leading a project. Showing appreciation lets people know that they are important to the success of your organization. Another important factor in building and maintaining relationship is active listening. It is important to listen to what your coworkers, peers, and staff members have to say. Listening itself may not be enough. Active listening is to give people you are communicating with your undivided attention. People may share concerns with you that are related to work or personal life. However, a key thing is to keep your commitment to your staff or coworkers. Only promise things you know you can deliver to others. Not being able to deliver after promising something simply decreases your credibility and may bring harm to your relationship with others. So far, we have talked about important factors in building relationship that include acknowledging the presence of others through greeting, showing appreciation, giving credit to others, and active listening. It is important to keep in mind that building relationship with individuals is not a one-time process. It takes time to build good relationship with individuals and to maintain it. Networking is a way to start building a healthy relationship with individuals. Following are a few things you could keep in mind while networking during meetings and events. Always prepare for every meeting and event. Adopt and practice positive attitude. Approach the person standing alone. Smile. Say hello to break the ice. Prepare a brief self-introduction. Ask questions and identify common interest. Make small talk. Commit to listen first and talk second. And most importantly, when networking, try to have fun. I will leave you with this. Strong leadership does not negate the need for relationship or collaboration. It embraces them. Leaders by themselves achieve very little. The measure of effective leadership lies in the result a leader achieves by inspiring others. In organizations, those results come by working with people, either as individuals or as a team. Networking and relationship building is important as a leader, but maintaining a relationship is equally important as well. This podcast was presented to you by Student Activities at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Find other podcasts at mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox. Thank you.